Loving kindness meditation begins with the suggestion of the Buddha to sit comfortably. Sit comfortably, relax. Relax physically, relax emotionally. This isn't a practice where we strive to make something special happen or seek to fabricate a state or manufacture anything, but rather we get in touch with a more natural space within us. So our posture reflects that relaxation. You can close your eyes if you feel comfortable. If you're accustomed to meditating with your eyes open, that's fine. And if you get really sleepy, it's a good idea to open your eyes, and you can just continue with the practice. We begin by actively taking delight in our own goodness. So much of our time can be spent remembering the mistakes we've made, our negative action, that we actually consciously point our attention towards something good that we've done. It may be a very small thing, but bring it to mind. And if no particular action comes up, think of a good quality that is alive within you. We do this not to be egotistical or conceited, but to rejoice in the potential for goodness that we all share in. We then silently repeat phrases that reflect what we would wish most deeply for ourselves, not just for today, but in an enduring way, and phrases that are big enough, that are general enough, so that it can represent a gift we would give to ourselves and also ultimately to all of life. This is what we would wish for all beings everywhere, beginning with ourselves. Traditional phrases are things like, "May I live in safety. May I be safe. May I have mental happiness," which is peace and joy. May I have mental happiness. May I have physical happiness, which means health and freedom from pain. May I live with ease. May the elements of daily life, like work and family, relationship, go easily, not be such a struggle. May I be safe. May I have mental happiness. May I have physical happiness. May I live with ease. You can use these phrases or any others that are more personally meaningful to you. Just gather all of your attention behind one phrase at a time, as though you were planting a seed in the ground, and then let it go. May I be safe. May I have mental happiness. May I have physical happiness. May I live with ease. Whenever you find your attention has wandered away from the phrases, gently begin again. No matter where your mind has gone, no matter how far away it has wandered, it doesn't matter. You can actively practice kindness in that moment. Gently let go, gather your energy together, begin again. Can find a rhythm that's pleasing to you with enough space and enough silence so that the phrases are emerging from your heart. May I be safe. May I have mental happiness. May I have physical happiness. May I live with ease, or whatever phrases you may be using. Now visualize yourself sitting in the center of a circle. The circle is made up of the most loving beings you've encountered in this life, or maybe you've never met them, but they've inspired you in some way. Perhaps they exist in current time. Maybe they've existed historically or even mythically. That's the circle. It's like a circle of love, loving energy. There you are in the center. You can experience what it's like to be the recipient of that quality of attention, of care, as you gently stay in touch and repeat the phrases of loving kindness for yourself. May I be safe. May I have mental happiness. May I have physical happiness. May I live with ease. Many, many emotions may arise. You may feel joyous. You may feel grateful. You may feel embarrassed, like you just like to duck down and have them each offer loving kindness to one another, forgetting about you. Whatever emotion it is, you can let it come, let it pass, as though it was washing through you. The touchstone is the repetition of the phrases. And here too, whenever you find your attention wandering, it's fine. That is the magic moment of the meditation. We practice letting go, we practice beginning again. May I be safe. May I have mental happiness. May I have physical happiness. May I live with ease. The Buddha said that we can search the entire universe for someone who's more deserving of our love and affection than we are ourselves, and we won't find that person anywhere. We ourselves deserve our own love and affection more than anybody. So as you receive this energy coming toward you, be in touch with that truth. We deserve to be happy. We deserve to be safe, just as all beings do. And then to close the session, you can let go of the visualization, dissolve the circle. Keep repeating the phrases of loving kindness for a few more minutes. You're making the offering at the same time that you're receiving the energy. For all the time that we usually spend judging ourselves, putting ourselves down, we are recapturing that energy, that force. Let it fill your body. Let it fill your being. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes. Pay attention to whatever effect the meditation may have had. And notice throughout the day whatever effect it may be cultivating, what may be enduring.